Freestyle.
So everybody that's listening,
this
thing
King Rice's
password.
Hell yeah. Look, passwords. Passwords. I got them all on my desk. Looking through these some bitches. I know I got a notes column that I could put them in, but I'd be afraid people going to hack my phone. So
you just leave it sitting on your, I guess.
Nobody won't hack your house.
Yeah, you can't hack my house.
I got
shit on the windows, so if people try to come through the window, they're going to get attacked when I'm not there. I got shit on the doors, you know what I'm saying? When people try to come attack my doors, they're going to get attacked, surprisingly.
I said all of them got shotguns.
No, but there is like trip wires.
You clip a trip wire, get shot with
not
a shotgun.
Not shotgun.
No, just trip wire.
Not shotguns, it's just trip wires to...
The
landmine? Nah, the landmine's in the backyard. Those are in the backyard.
There's landmines in the backyard.
There's certain places you can't step. Yeah, I will admit that. There's certain places you can't step in my yard and something will go off. That's why I have a camera out.
That'd be funny as hell. That'd be funny as hell, but expect it to be like step wrong in your backyard and blow up.
Oh, I know where to go. You know what I'm saying? I know where to cut grass at and what not to cut grass at.
Just don't get too drunk one day.
Oh, no, no. Like, I might not remember my passwords, but I remember where them landmines are. Right. That is not forgetful.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network and also Freestyle Friday. I want to say happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. I am a veteran. So I want to tell y'all two little quick stories about me being a veteran. Like, how did I become a veteran? First of all, that's how I went into the military. And then I want to finish it off by saying what I learned as a military vet. Well, while I was in the military... And it basically started my path to becoming a veteran. So, let's start off with how I went into the military. So, I'm from Batesburg, Leesville, South Carolina. Graduated in 2000. So, if you go look at that, Batesburg, Leesville is a very, very, very small town. If you go look at Google Maps, you do this one time. When you see Columbia, you do this again, and you're going to be able to see Lexington. Then you do this again, and you'll see Batesburg, Leesville. So I'm from a very small town, right? I also grew up poor in a very small town, and we didn't have anything there. So I had good scores, could have went to college, but college didn't make money. I was like, either go into college and owe people money or go make money. And again, even though my GPA was pretty nice, no one sat down and taught me the value of college. I was in the gifted and talented program and everything. Nobody taught me the value of college and the value of taking AP courses and all of that stuff, which is something I instill in my children now. So I walked over into, I scored a 9-1 on my ASVAB. I walked over to the Air Force recruiters in my school and told them about my score. I said, hey, I really want to come to you guys, but I am a man of my word. And whoever calls me first out of you, and I pointed over to the Navy desk, and you, is where I'm going. And I wrote down my name and number on the pieces of paper, gave it to both the recruiters. The Navy called me either the next day or 2 days later, and it took the Air Force a month to call me. Why the fuck did I have to be a man of my word? I could have been in the Air Force. Anyway, so I was a man of my word, though, and I joined the Navy. I joined the Navy as a crypto tech. It was a CT, I think, A. CTO, one of those. And we started the process. I started being in the debt program. And then, right before, like a month before I was going in, they called me into the recruiting office and said, hey, do you want to go out to sea? And I was like, well, I don't know how to swim. And they go, well, this job that you pick is going to keep you out on that water. You're going to stay out to sea the whole time. But because we want to look out for you, we found a job and it just opened. The openings for you came. And in this job, you will be able to not have to ever go out to sea. And it's called a yeoman. You're going to be a yeoman. So the crypto tech came out with a $50,000 bonus. Yeoman's no bonus. So I negotiated that and said, hey, could you put my bonus? Can I still get my bonus? And they said, because you did this for us, I mean, because we're doing this for you and we understand that you qualify to be one of those, we're still going to give you a bonus. I was like, sure. I didn't understand anything. And again, I went by my own word, and I expect it at the age of, I was 17 at that time, everybody else to be able to keep their words. So it wasn't until I was actually in A school when I found out they lied to me. My original job, I would never have to go to sea unless I go to a carrier. And as a yeoman, you have a 3-year on, 3-year off rotation. My bonus never went to my paperwork because they said they was going to put it on after I signed the contract. And again, I'm 17 years old and I joined the Navy and I didn't know anything about contracts. So I was completely lied to the whole time. And that's how I became a United States Navy person, sailor. Had a lot of good times in there. But it started off as a lie. The only way that it became a good time is because that's the way I function. I function in a sense of, all right, this happened. How do I make the best of it? That's the way I function. So, yeah, that's how I became a person in the military. I actually graduated in May 2000. 6 days later, I was in boot camp. And like that whole, like, while everybody was off having fun during the summer, setting up to go to school, by the time everybody else went to school, I was on my way to war. Like, USS Cole got blown up. The USS Cole is the ship that was made. It's a Arleigh Burke class destroyer. I was on the Arleigh Burke. And I almost traded my orders to be on the Cole. And I know someone that I went to A school with who was on the Cole. I knew someone that I went to A school with that was on their way to the Cole. Yeah, I had to deal with that. My ship went straight to Yemen right behind that, and I can't tell some of those stories, so I'm going to leave that alone. But yeah, that's how I became, that's how I got into the Navy. Lies in the seat. So, the next story I'm going to tell you is the things that the military told me. The military taught me a lot about life in general, period. So when a ship goes out to sea, you're basically living on your own island. Your captain is your king, right? Again, I joined the Navy at 17. When I got to my ship, I was 18 years old. There was 230-something men. I think at that time, 4 women. I'm talking about like old women, like old women. And then like a couple of young women, whatever like that. That part doesn't really matter. But white supremacy ran strong in the military, especially when you go out to sea. White favoritism. So it basically showed me in a small form how the world actually works. So it also introduced me to find out, and I'm not gonna call his name out or anything like that, just because I know he doesn't like, I ain't gonna say he doesn't like it, but he doesn't want the story out as the way I put it, but it's my truth. But I finally found out what a father figure is supposed to be like. I had someone who actually looked after me, someone who protected me when I needed to be protected, someone who taught me some hard lessons. I'm talking about the age of 18 when I met the guy, and he was my chief. He was my first class, my chief, my E6, my E7, whatever like that. But he was the first male, like real actual physical that I could reach out and touch. Person that taught me things like that, and he was in his 30s at that time. So I always cherish that person, and it's 2024. We talking about 24 years down the line. I still have communication with the guy. I still talk to him and a few people from my office every few months. Since I left my ship, or since they left my ship, because sometimes they leave before me. But yeah, I just wanted to bring two stories from being a veteran out there. I got out of the Navy after about 7.5 years. There was a few reasons for that. I could disclose them here, but the podcast would be too long. But there was a few reasons for that. I got out and I started my music career. Well, restarted my music career because in high school, I had started my music career. I thought I was being smart the way I was maneuvering. But since I was out to sea all the time, because I was lied to when I was recruited, I had to put my music career on hold. And then I picked it back up once I landed in South Carolina for one of my missions in the military. So as I sit in front of you now, I'm like on my 4th or 5th job. I've always been someone who moves around which I get bored a lot. So I like to do multiple things at the same time. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun living. And part of my life is I am a veteran. I gave some strong years. I got a bunch of awards for it. But when it came down to it, one of the reasons why I was not cut out to be in the military for 20 years was I'm an individual. And when you are in the military, you sign away your life so that other people could live their life. But knowing if you're taking orders and you are doing all of the things and you watch other people get rewarded for it. Nah, that's not, that's not the way I work. So again, being a man of my word, I committed to the time in that I asked, I told him I was going to do. I did everything that I said I was going to do in every command that I was at. I left every command better than I went to it. But my time was up. when it came down to it, my time was up. But I did. I did. I gave my all. I have awards to prove it. But it's just, it wasn't for me in the way that I like to work a certain way. I like to improve things. I don't like just for the heck of it, just to walk around in circles with my hand behind my back just because there's someone that outranks me that isn't as smart as I am. Or there's someone that outranks me that can't see a bigger picture. And then if I tell that person that outranks me the bigger picture and I turn out to be right, they get the awards for it anyway. I mean, most of the time I'm right. I mean, that even happens right now today in the job, one of the jobs that I do for a living. But yeah, that's all that I have for you today. Again, happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. Until next time, take care. Oh, nope. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Don't ask me to get on Twitter. I boycotted Twitter just like I boycotted the NFL. But until next time, Elon Musk, thanks. Take care. Be safe. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I don't sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.